Adventures of Jungle Jim. The Adventures of Jungle Jim, broadcast weekly over this station, are dramatized from the full-color action pictures to be found in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement that comes to you each week with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who make their weekends more enjoyable reading the world's greatest comic and adventure pictures by the world's best artists featured in every issue of the Comic Weekly. Insist on the Sunday newspaper that brings you the Comic Weekly. Jungle Jim's first attack upon the heavily stockaded native village where Shanghai Lil and the Stacys are being held prisoners is a complete success. Jim is working desperately against time, as it is near the night of the full moon when the natives sacrifice their captives to the moon god. The highly superstitious natives, unable to find any footprints or clues of the mysterious enemy who struck down the guards, accredit the deaths to some supernatural being. The chief tries to convince the high priest that this is the cause of the deaths. But the high priest rebukes him and orders him to withdraw all the outside guards to the safety of the village under the shelter of the high stockaded walls. But Jungle Jim and Kolu plan a new method of attack.
So you haven't seen any guards outside the village at all, eh, Kolu?
Not one. Look long time. But no see men come out of gates. Must all stay inside, be safe in there.
That's what they think, Kolu. But I've got another plan. I suspected, once we got rid of the guards on the outside, they'd keep guard inside the walls.
Wall be too high to shoot over, Tuan. What we do now?
There's plenty of big trees close enough to that village, Kolo. We'll climb up in the trees and shoot down into the village.
That be good, Tuan. Find big tree with lots of leaves. Make good place to hide.
That's the idea. A lot of those trees have vines growing over them. And the branches are big enough and wide enough near the trunk to get good footing. And the foliage will be thick enough to hide us.
Only have little while now, Tuan, before comes full moon. Two nights left.
Yeah. And that's what makes it so serious, Colo. We've got to hit hard and fast if we expect to save Lil and the Stacys. Oh, say, did you make any more arrows today, Colo?
Yes, Tuan. 20 arrows now. I fix them like you say. Take juice of plant, make them black.
Good. An ordinary arrow is bad enough. But when those superstitious natives keep finding black arrows, why, it adds to the terror.
Be plenty moonlight tonight, Tuan. Be able to see natives in village good.
Well, let's hope it doesn't help them to see us, too. Once any one of those natives even got a glimpse of one of us, Kolo, our little game would be up. Well, let's be on our way, Kolo. It's just about midnight.
Kolo, all ready now, Tuan.
Here we are, Kolo. Oh, this tree is perfect. There's plenty of room for both of us up there. All right, now. Up you go. And pick out a good spot. I'll follow you up. Take it easy, Kolo. Work from this side of the tree.
Here be good place, Tuan. I go up a little bit higher.
Good.
See God walk around his village.
Just a second, Kolo. Give me a hand. That's it. Oh, say, this is great. It's a perfect spot to work from. Look, I see those two natives talking. Boy, oh boy, they make a perfect target. You keep an eye on the one with the big coolie hat. I'll take the other one, Kolo. Hurry up now and get a place set for yourself. You all set now, Kolo?
All ready, Tuan. See, natives walk away now.
Okay, let them have it.
Good aim, Tuan. We get both.
That's good, Kolo. Now let's change our position quickly and see if we can find a spot on the other side of the village where you were working last night.
Good, Tuan. I know where place be. We hurry. Maybe God find bodies and give alarm.
Oh, say, this is better than working on the ground, Kolo. These trees are in a perfect position to look right down in between that row of huts.
Nobody in village wake up. No one find other two yet.
Quiet. Here comes someone between those huts down there. See? He stopped.
He be too far away to hit good, Tuan.
He's acting awfully suspicious, or else he's scared, Kolo. Oh, boy, I hope he doesn't decide to go the other way.
Wait. That native be very scared, Tuan. Him afraid to move.
See how he jerks his head around, looking up and down between the row of huts? Oh, get ready, Kolo. He's heading this way.
Good. Kolo, get him, Tuan.
Take your time now, Kolo. Don't miss him. Whatever you do, don't miss. There. Now he's coming in the moonlight. Wait a minute now. Doesn't get him much closer. There now. Get a good aim at him. He stopped now.
Yes, Tuan. I get him.
A direct hit, Kolo. Good. He never knew what hit him.
Yes, Tuan.
Let's get down now and head for home, Kolo. We've given them enough tonight. We'd better not gamble too much with our luck. This night's work will give them plenty to think about.
Jungle Jim and Kolo were barely out of earshot of the village when one of the native guards came upon the bodies of the first two victims. With a wild shriek of terror, he gave the alarm, and soon the whole village was awake and trembling, fearful that the invisible terror might strike again. The terrified native hurried to report to the old chief.
Chief, the gods are angry, O grateful father. They have sent the unseen one again to walk through street and strike down flower of our tribe. Best of our warriors die. Gods are angry, O chief. Unseen one has come again.
How many tonight have struck down, my son?
Three, great father. Two die north gate. One fall near west wall.
And no one has been seen, my son.
No one, great father. This night I too walk to guard village. All quiet. All asleep but guards. I speak to Suda at north gate.
Yes?
All is peace. I go. I walk through street. Soon I back. Suda, dead. And beside, Mala, brave warrior, dead too. I give alarm. We find Lunka at west wall. We hunt. No tracks, no sign. It work of unseen one, great father, with his black arrows.
I will go again to the Holy One and ask his mercy.
Holy One to blame. He make mighty gods angry when he holds white people. Until white ones come, all good. God smile on us. All peace. Now, death take warrior. God's angry.
No. You must not speak so against the Holy One. He is the chosen one of the mighty moon god. Hold your peace, my son. I will go again to talk with the Holy One. Go among the people and quiet them. I will go to the Holy One. I come, most Holy One. Once again, death has come to my people. Again, the unseen one has struck with the long black arrow. Tonight, three of our bravest warriors die. Once more, my people cry out that the gods are angry. We have offended them with the presence of the white ones.
No. Speak not so before the Holy One. I speak alone for the gods and the people.
Then why are our warriors marked for death? Last night, most Holy One, you say our enemies outside kill the warriors. You command that they shall not go beyond the gate. Behind the high, strong walls, no arrow can reach them. But again, the long black arrow strikes at the heart of the warriors. My own son stands guard. He sees nothing, hears nothing. Yet my warriors die. No track, no sign. Yet the arrow of death flies and finds its mark. It is the anger of the gods.
It is the will of the mighty one.
What brings you here, old woman?
To tell the Holy One the moon is high. That is why the warriors die. The mighty one hurls death at us because he grows impatient.
What counsel does she give, most Holy One?
She is old with years of wisdom. She knows well that the time is near to make proper sacrifice to the Mighty One.
It is true, most Holy One. When the Mighty One is not honored, as is the custom, he grows impatient and touches us with death. Come out into the night and see. He has given us his sign.
Go, old woman, and we will follow. If the Mighty One has sent his sign, we must obey.
Behold, most holy one, the moon is almost full, and the mighty one thirsts for blood, human blood.
Yes.
Deny him not, holy one, lest death be hurled upon us again.
It is the sign. The sign. The mighty one shall be served. The time is upon us. Now, my chief, call the young men, bid them build the altar, prepare for the sacrifice. Let there be no delay. See, there in the sky, the mighty one has given us the sign. Make ready the altar. Prepare for the sacrifice. The blood sacrifice.
And through the sleepy village re-echoed the words of the high priest. Soon young men and women came running to carry out the orders. And by the cold white light of the moon, the natives began to prepare for the weird ceremony. In their huts, Shanghai Lil and young Stacy heard the weird cries and sensed impending danger. Off in the distant hills, Jungle Jim and Kolo, as yet unaware of the activities in the village, prepare for their next attack. Will they be in time to prevent the carrying out of the high priest's plans for a human sacrifice? Don't miss the next exciting episode in the adventures of Jungle Jim. Remember, you can follow these adventures in the full-color action pictures which appear in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest comic supplement containing the best full-color adventure and comic pictures. Remember, no other comic supplement can give you the top names of Cartoon Land like the list of all-star favorites to be found in the Comic Weekly. The whole family follow the fun and frolics of Popeye the Sailor, Tilly the Toiler, Barney Google and the Little King, the impish antics of Skippy, the Katzenjammer Kids, the immortal Mickey Mouse, as well as the exciting adventures of Flash Gordon and Jungle Jim. And look for the new adventure and comic strip entitled The Phantom, now being featured in full color in the Comic Weekly. Join the 11 million adults and 6 million youngsters who every week find the greatest of home entertainment in the Comic Weekly, which comes to you with your Hearst Sunday newspaper. More thrilling radio adventures of Jungle Jim will be heard at the same time next week over the same station. Be sure to tune in.